This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, October 23rd. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Delta Tunnel clears hurdles. CARB faces Catch-22 and Fed showdown. Dems slam $8 billion energy cuts. And Greer and Bessent meeting with Chinese. Delta Tunnel survives legal and regulatory skirmishes. Governor Gavin Newsom announced two major steps forward for the Delta Conveyance Project yesterday. California Department of Water Resources has submitted a long-delayed certification of consistency to the Delta Stewardship Council, signaling that the tunnel project aligns with the Delta Reform Act's requirement to protect both the ecosystem and statewide water reliability. The certification process has been contentious, with earlier DWR submissions withdrawn following procedural disputes and legal challenges over whether the project met the Delta Act's co-equal goals. Environmental critics argued the proposal failed to address ecosystem impacts and local community concerns, delaying progress for nearly 2 years. In a parallel development, the California 3rd District Court of Appeal lifted an injunction that had blocked pre-construction geotechnical testing. This allows DWR to resume drilling and soil analysis to inform the project's design and cost estimates. State Water Contractors General Manager Jennifer Pierre welcomed the ruling, calling it a, quote, common sense interpretation of state law. By allowing geotechnical work to proceed, all parties will gain valuable insights into Delta soil conditions, she said. CARB. Federal interference threatens clean air progress. Unprecedented federal interference is undermining decades of state progress in reducing air pollution, could jeopardize public health for millions of Californians, according to a California Air Resources Board statement. CARB took issue with Congress rejecting California's clean air waivers for sales bans on gas and diesel-powered cars and trucks and for new emission limits on heavy-duty trucks and buses. Those rules are central to California's state implementation plan for meeting federal air quality requirements, the agency argued. Newly appointed CARB chair Lauren Sanchez condemned the actions as, quote, a deliberate catch-22, arguing the federal government is both removing the tools California needs to meet the standards and threatening sanctions for noncompliance. We won't back down. We'll keep fighting for clean air and healthy communities across California, she said. California Democrats slam Trump's $8 billion energy cuts. California Democratic congressional delegation denouncing the Trump administration's decision to rescind nearly $8 billion for clean energy projects, calling the move unlawful and harmful to both jobs and public health. Senator Alex Padilla, joined by Representatives Adam Schiff and Zoe Lofgren, led a letter signed by more than a dozen California Democrats urging the administration to reverse the cuts. The lawmaker said the cancellations, which target projects advancing hydrogen battery storage and grid modernization, violate congressional intent and jeopardize major investments across the state. The delegation warned that halting DOE funding would delay critical infrastructure improvements, increase household energy costs, and undermine U.S. competitiveness in renewable technologies. They emphasized that Congress, not the White House, determines federal spending priorities. The letter follows Trump administration claims that the suspended projects are part of a broader fiscal review, a justification Democrats argue lacks legal standing. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Greer and Bessette to meet with Chinese as Trump kicks off an Asian tour. Top U.S. trade officials meeting their Chinese counterparts today in Malaysia as the U.S. tries to resolve ongoing tensions and advance negotiations ahead of a leaders' meeting next week. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent holding 2 days of talks with Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng and officials as well on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit. Greer tells CNBC he sees, quote, a good landing zone for both sides on trade, where trade is more balanced and limited to non-sensitive goods. Ag commodities did not feature prominently in the last round of negotiations. It was dominated by TikTok ownership issues. Greer said the president and other officials plan to raise China not buying U.S. soybeans and sorghum. He also accused China of, quote, specifically trying to hurt farmers. Take note, Trump leaves for Malaysia tonight to join Greer and Bessent. He'll meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Thursday the 30th in South Korea, a trip where he'll also be visiting Japan. But there could be a new element to the U.S.-China talks. The New York Times is reporting today that the administration will investigate China for not living up to its Phase One deal obligations. That probe, known as Section 301 investigation, could serve as a legal justification for even more new tariffs. For more on the Asian trip and ongoing negotiations, stay tuned to Sunday's Washington Week Ahead. Farmers could see tariff impacts on seed costs next year, experts say. Former CropLife America CEO Jay Vroom projects that farmers will likely begin seeing higher seed costs in 2026, that due to tariffs because of the typical once-a-year purchasing. One of the things that I think may have been overlooked in this current moment is the length of some of the supply chains, he told AgriPulse newsmakers. American Seed Trade Association President and CEO Andy Levine said seed production is a global process. A tomato seed may go to 5 countries before being conditioned, processed, and distributed in the U.S. Levine said seed companies have done their best to try to just suck that up and not pass it on to farmers, but at some point in time, it's going to have to be passed on to farmers. He estimated that ASTA members, member companies, will spend several million dollars this year alone bringing seed into the U.S. Here's today's final word. Her focus on abandoned land, water infrastructure, and wildfire prevention demonstrates an understanding of the pressures facing the almond industry today. That the word of Alexi Rodriguez, CEO of the Almond Alliance, declaring Assemblymember Alexandra Macedo of Tulare the 2025 Almond Champion of the Year. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, October 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Allen.